Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. It'll be pointed. It'll be tough. It'll be rough, but you can hang in there. Three big things you need to know for this hour. Number one, a Kalamazoo County man thought he won $8. In the end, he won $500,000. Nice little turn of events there. Number two, the family of Brendan Santo, the guy found deceased in the Red Cedar River after the Michigan-Michigan State game, petitioning for a fence along the river. We'll tell you what that means. And number three, brand new polling. Brand new polling. I'm going to say it has mixed results. Now, we're going to be talking about this in a minute because Bernie Porn is going to join me. So I'm going to lay the groundwork for it here because I think it's important. First of all, Joe Biden, wildly unpopular in Michigan, it seems. Wildly unpopular. Now, I bring this all to your attention because here just recently there was a poll from the Glenn Gariff Group that I told you on this program I didn't think it was a good poll. Didn't buy it at all because it said one of the findings of that poll was that Gretchen Whitmer had 57% support of Michigan residents. 57% approval rating. I'm like, nah, that's just not true. But another part of the same poll said, well, if the election were today, 40% would vote for Whitmer. 42% would vote for somebody else. That tells you right there she doesn't have 57% support. So that poll gets pushed to the side. Now there's a new poll from Epic MRA, just released a day ago. And 66% of the people in Michigan asked do not approve of Joe Biden. 66% negative on his job rule. Now, they're a little kinder when they talk about favorability. Favorable opinion of the guy, unfavorable, well, unfavorable has reached 50% and favorable 42%. They still sort of like the guy. They don't hate Joe Biden. They just think he's failing at the job of president miserably. When your approval number is 32%, you're in bad shape. When your approval number is 32%, you're in bad shape. So let me shift gears now to Governor Whitmer. Because I told you about the Glenn Gariff poll that showed that she had 57% job approval. No, she doesn't. I told you that was wrong. I said more like mid to low 40s. The Epic MRA poll shows her with a 45% approval rating and a 52% negative. So positive, negative is the way it reads in this poll. Approval, non-approval. But people, again, still don't dislike her. She has a favorable rating of 50%, unfavorable of 43%. People don't dislike her. They don't like the job she's doing. I don't personally, I think Gretchen Whitmer's nice. I've dealt with her plenty of times. Seen her many times. Talked to her in person many times. Talked to her on this program. She won't come anymore. Just disappointing because we could have a great conversation. By the way, Governor, you're always welcome. It's an open and standing invitation. I will move everything else to the side. Unless, of course, Joe Biden called first, at which point I would keep him because, well, the president is the president. But so we'll get more of this in a second. Now, another part of this poll. Another part of this poll that's important, and I don't know how many candidates they asked about, but I only see one here. And that is that the poll shows Gretchen Whitmer still leading the former Detroit police chief, James Craig, by 5 points. The Epic MRA poll shows Gretchen Whitmer winning the support of 46% of voters while Craig trails at 41%. To be honest with you, however, the 13% undecided number, much more concerning to Whitmer, I would think. Yeah, only 45% of respondents had a positive opinion of Whitmer. 46% said they would vote for her. They have a negative impression to 52%. She has a lot of trouble. Now, I don't know what James Craig has to say about this poll. Once again, we've reached out. Once again, we've been told that James Craig will come on the program soon, but we've been told that for weeks now. Not sure why he's slow to be here, but he should be here. We have all the other gubernatorial candidates come and have the conversation, as they should, except Gretchen Whitmer. And so Anyhow, so Whitmer, the point being is it's January. A 5-point lead in January is fairly meaningless. Meanwhile, the Michigan Republican Party is urging voters to retire Gretchen Whitmer come November, and they've put out a big new ad, and they're spending big money. Could be a six-figure buy, we're told, by the time they're done with this one. And it's a pretty strong ad. In fact, it's bite 14. Let's play it for the folks, shall we? It's bite number 14, Gretchen Whitmer being targeted by the Michigan Republican Party, and here it is.
I will be a governor who works for everyone.
Our policies saved a lot of lives in our nursing homes.
And a lot of Michiganders died in nursing homes.
Mask up, Michigan.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer not following her own health department's epidemic orders.
Breaking pandemic restrictions again.
Settle down! A governor who always puts you first.
Over the weekend, your husband was accused of abusing his position.
That's how we clean up drinking water.
Residents cannot go to the faucet and get a glass of water.
We will make Michigan a place for opportunity.
Well, turns out Ford didn't even look at Michigan in selecting ready-made sites in Tennessee and Kentucky instead.
Where families thrive.
Governor Whitmer is moving to shut down the Line 5 pipeline.
Governor Whitmer said Wednesday she supports President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
I'm riding with Biden.
Michiganders can expect to pay more at the pump.
You believe all of us voters are stupid, don't you?
I'm riding with Biden. How many times do you think you'll hear that? Heading towards Election Day, November. Doesn't matter who the Republicans end up with. You'll be hearing a lot of that. A lot of that. By the way, if you haven't seen it, the text on the screen during that 60-second ad, Michigan cannot afford four more years of deadly incompetence, of serial hypocrisy, of abusing power, of suppressed human rights, of school shutdowns and mass exodus, of record crime, of lost jobs, of flip-flopping, of failure. This November, retire Whitmer. And so there's your ad. And so folks are on top of it, to say the least. And, well, we'll keep an eye on that story. Because coming up right after the break, we've got Bernie Porn with me from Epic MRA. We're going to talk about his new polling and his numbers and what it means and how it compares to other polls and the dismal numbers for Joe Biden. We'll talk about that. It's all coming up, so don't miss any of that. Meanwhile, excuse me, don't forget to be paying attention to the Michigan Chamber of Commerce if you're a business owner. MIChamber.com. If you are a business owner in Michigan, it's never been more important than it is today to have the chamber behind you, to have their experience with you, to have their folks ready to help you with anything pandemic-related, a new startup, whatever it may be. They've been there. They've got the experience. They've got the resources to help you. Best investment I've ever made. Best investment I've ever made. MIChamber.com. Check it out today. If you are a business owner, you need to be a member of the Michigan Chamber. MIChamber.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGerber.com. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.